WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to the Motivation Spark. Daily boosts of 5 year daily dose of inspiration and real talk. It's your host Jackson Reed, here to inject some energy into your day and help you conquer whatever comes your way. Today, we're diving into a topic that hits us all at some point, finding balance between work and personal life for better mental health. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Shedding deadlines, emails, family commitments, social events, it's enough to make anyone want to pull the covers over their head and hide. Listen, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies hustle culture, always pushing, always striving, never stopping. But here's the thing. Burnout is real, folks, and neglecting your personal well-being can have serious consequences for your mental health. You deserve to feel good, both inside and out. So let's explore some practical tips to reclaim your time, reduce stress, and find the sweet spot where work and life coexist harmoniously. Key takeaways. First up, recognize the signs. Pay attention to those whispers from your body and mind: exhaustion, irritability, difficulty concentrating, maybe even a feeling of constant overwhelm. These are red flags telling you it's time to hit the pause button and reevaluate your priorities. Don't ignore them. Imagine yourself like a phone battery constantly draining without enough recharge time. It's going to eventually die out if you don't plug back in. Next, set boundaries. You are not obligated to be always on. It's okay to switch off from work emails and calls during your personal time. Think of it like this. Imagine a fence around your personal life. Keep the work stuff outside that fence and allow yourself space to relax, recharge, and connect with loved ones. Prioritize self-care. We're not talking about bubble baths and face masks every day, although those can be nice. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Find activities that bring you joy: reading, hiking, spending time in nature, listening to music, whatever it is that makes your heart sing. Make time for these things consistently, just like you would schedule a meeting or appointment. Communication is key. Talk to your boss, your colleagues, your family, your friends about your needs and boundaries. Open communication can help create understanding and support. Remember, teamwork makes the dream work. Lastly, practice mindfulness. Take those deep breaths, be present in each moment, and let go of the constant mental chatter. Meditation apps or even a few minutes of quiet reflection can do wonders for reducing stress and improving focus. Imagine it like this. You're training your mind to become an oasis in the midst of life's storm, a place where you can find peace and clarity. Let me tell you, I've been there, juggling multiple projects, deadlines looming, and feeling like I was about to crack under pressure. It was like trying to juggle chainsaws while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. But then I started implementing these strategies, setting boundaries, prioritizing self-care, and practicing mindfulness, and it made all the difference. Remember that time you were stressing over a presentation, and suddenly, you had this brilliant idea? Or when you went for a walk in nature and felt your worries melt away. Those moments of clarity and calm are proof that taking time for yourself can actually boost your productivity and creativity. It's like hitting the refresh button on your brain, giving it a chance to recharge and come back stronger. So, what's the takeaway here? You're not alone in this journey. Finding balance is an ongoing process, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, experiment with different strategies, and remember that prioritizing your well-being isn't selfish, it's essential. Alright, awesome people, let me hear you. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little motivation boost. Leave a review if you found this helpful and join the conversation on social media. Let's spark some inspiration together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.